Shvi'is Perek Ches Mishnah Yud 8:10. In the previous Mishnah, we had the Talmidim in the Beis Hamidrash reporting to Rabbi Akiva what his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, had said regarding putting Shemitah oil on leather. And Rabbi Akiva had said to them that although their tradition was that Rabbi Eliezer was very strict, in fact, he was so lenient in his opinion that Rabbi Akiva, while warning them not to further tell over the incorrect psak of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva refused to actually tell them how lenient Rabbi Eliezer in fact was. This Mishnah Yud is totally off topic regarding the Lachos Shvi'is, but it's the exact same structure. It says, Va'od Amru Lefanav. In addition, they, the Talmidim and the Beis Midrash, also told Rabbi Akiva, Omer Haya Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'ochel Pas Kusim, Ka'ochel Basar Chazir. They reported to Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Eliezer had Paskin, that one who eats the bread of kusim, I'll explain in a moment, has the same status as one who eats the meat of a, you know, pork, basar chazir, pork. Now, of course, they didn't mean that literally, because basar chazir, pork, carries with it the isra d'oraisa of the penalty of malchus. It's a law from the Torah, where, of course, eating not kosher bread that kusim made certainly could not be that. It would just be rabbinic in nature. I'll come back to the kusim in a second. But Amar Lehem Shesoku, he, Rabbi Akiva, said back to them, silence yourselves. Do not further promulgate that incorrect psak. Lo Omer Lehem Mash Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bo. I actually not even going to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer said regarding this matter. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva said that Rabbi Eliezer was so lenient regarding how one treats the bread that comes from kusim that he didn't want to say what it was. Has lenient psak, but he said, say nothing about it at all, and that's that. Now, as far as the kusim go and the problem with eating their bread, so the backstory is like this. The kusim in English are synonymous with the Samaritans. In the time after, in the first temple period, after the Assyrians had conquered the 10 northern tribes and exiled them, so the Assyrian custom was to transplant foreign populations into the lands they conquered, and that's what they did. They brought people from the land of Kusa, perhaps that's Crete or near Crete, into the northern part of Israel. And those people were just complete pagans. However, they were attacked repeatedly by lions in the neighborhood. And therefore, they reasoned that it must be the local god disapproves of their pagan activity. And they converted to being Jewish. Chazal, however, were very circumspect of their conversion always, referring them to Geri Ariot, like lion converts. However, the thing was that the Kusim, the Samaritans, were pretty good about keeping the Torah Shebichsav matters, explicitly written in the Torah. Halachas, they didn't give much credence to the rabbis, and therefore didn't really keep Torah Shebaal Peh. So there was a question about, were they legitimate converts, and were they Jewish, or were they just simply not Jewish at all? And could they be trusted either way regarding their fulfillment of various mitzvahs. Now, one of the issues is that they were not really trusted regarding tithing. They didn't, in general, didn't have the concern about lifnei iver. The rabbinic, the Torah says one can't put a stumbling block in front of the blind person. The Chazal understand that to be referring to even someone who's halachli blind, meaning he's unaware of he's unaware of the situation, to put a legal stumbling block in front of him, or to trick him, or give him bad advice and so on. So they understood, therefore, that, for example, one may not sell untied produce because that's just setting up the person who buys the produce for the fall by eating that not kosher food. The kusim were not concerned about the halacha. They thought it meant literally you can't make blind people trip. And that being the case, they didn't have a problem necessarily with selling untithed produce. They just held buyer beware, and to tithe themselves, the purchaser should tithe it himself. And that being the case, the bread that was purchased from a kusi was of dubious tithing status. That being the case, Rabbi Eliezer, according to the first sheet of the student, said it totally forbidden to eat that bread. And Rabbi Akiva says to the contrary, he was very lenient, and we don't have an explicit mention of what he held, but there's a number of shitas regarding just how lenient Rabbi Eliezer was. I won't go into them here, but suffice to say that Rabbi Akiva, who was the student of Rabbi Eliezer, presumably knew best.